Baby. Baby. Wake up. Wake up. I have good news for you. You gotta wake up for it, though. Because if I give you good news when you're sleeping, you won't really get to appreciate it. That's so true. It is. Once you wake up, I can tell you. I don't know you're awake. Because your eyes are closed. People who are awake tend to have their eyes open. I don't think your eyes are open. Like, actually open. Hi. Hi. Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm the one who has to wake you up. Why, do you want me to just let you sleep? No, you don't. You say that right now, but if I let you sleep, you're going to be annoyed. Because you'll wake up and be like, you let me sleep the whole day away. Am I wrong? Okay, that's fine. Then go back to sleep then. You don't want another time. Nope, later than that. That's why I'm waking you up. I tried to wake you up a little while ago. You didn't want to get out of bed. You said 5 more minutes, and I gave you 5. And then you said 10 more minutes, and I gave you 10. And then you were like, 5 more minutes. So here we are, 20 minutes later. I know, because you were half asleep. That's why you don't remember. That's why I'm not giving you the good news until you wake up. Oh, I think you'll be pretty happy about it. Nope, I'm not going to tell you. You got to wake up first. You have to wake up. Yes. No, we're not negotiating this. Don't make me have to make you sit up, because I will do that. Right now, it's just your eyes open. So keep them open. Is it so bright when we close the windows? You like the light, but it's too bright. Aren't we difficult this morning? Come here. Come here, princess. Is it too comfy? Dangerously comfy. Am I dangerously comfy to lay on? Or are you at risk of going back to sleep and then you... I guess you can't lay on me, though. No, I'm never going to kick you off of me. I love it when you lay on me. Also, because I can 100% know if you're asleep or not. Oh, yeah. Trust me, baby, you fall asleep on me so many times. Yeah, I know the minute you actually fall asleep when you're laying on me. Yeah, down to the second. Oh, it's so easy to tell. Baby, at this point, I know all your tells. How long have we been together for? Alright, well, there's your answer. Yes. You have no secrets from me. You really don't. It's cute you think that. I don't know, are you awake? Let me look. I guess your eyes are open. Well, no, that's not it. Well, if you're gonna guess, I'll just let you guess then. No, you wanna guess. No, be my guest. I'll give you 3 chances to guess and I'll tell you. No, you gotta make 3, like, decent guesses. No. I wish. No, it's nothing that great. Well, yeah, now it doesn't seem that amazing by comparison. I was just gonna tell you it's finally fall. Like, officially fall. Like, fully fall. Like, fall has fallen. Yeah, it has. It's October, love. Yeah. We're now in your favorite season. I know you love fall. You get pumpkin spice everything. You get Halloween. You get the leaves changing. I know, sweaters and hoodies. It is quality weather. It's gonna get cold finally. Yes, we have a reason to use the fireplace. Oh my god, it's gonna be candles everywhere. We should. Yeah, I think we really should. What kind of wreath do you want for the door? Something folly, I guess. We can go to Target, we can get stuff. Yeah. I have to look. I know there's somewhere around here, those little pumpkins. Those, like, crocheted pumpkin things. Yeah, I'll go find them. See, I told you you'd be happy about it. Well, funnily enough, I did. Yeah. For this very occasion. Oh, no, it's out in the living room. I bought it last year, funnily enough, but then it was too late to give it to you then, so I figured I'd just wait a whole year to give it to you now. Oh yeah, it's nothing crazy, it's just a pumpkin spice candle. I know, but I was away, then you were away, and there's just no chance to give it to you. And then by the time we were actually together, it was Christmas, so. I know. You can't do pumpkin spice around Christmas, that's too late. I think it's too late. Christmas is, that is officially winter. It is full winter when it's Christmas. Yes, it's not fall anymore. No. December, January, February, maybe a little bit of March. That's all winter. It's deep winter. Yes. All right, fine. March isn't winter. But I mean, like, the first week of March is kind of winter. Depends on what the groundhog does. If he sees his shadow, I think it's... Or if he doesn't... No. So he doesn't see his shadow. Because I think he's afraid of his shadow. So no shadow means that winter will end soon or something. And then if he sees the shadow, then there's like 3 more weeks of winter. I don't know. It's sometime in February. I don't know when Groundhog's Day is. It's whatever day you keep doing over and over and over again until you learn the lesson. That's Groundhog's Day. No, I think you're thinking of Caddyshack. Happy fall, though. I don't know if it's good enough news to get you out of bed, but I figured I'd try something. No, I mean, my next move was going to yell, it's Christmas, but that would have been just a road to disappointment. I guess I could have said it's Halloween. I know. We have a lot to do for Halloween. I don't know. I saw this thing about a dude who was giving out soda for Halloween, and I was like, that's kind of brilliant. Like, full 2 liters. Yeah, that is like, I don't know, that's deep chaos. Instead of candy, just giving out 2 liters. No, it was like the generic brand, but I mean, still. Yeah, that's like an upgrade from giving out the king-size candy bars. The danger, though, is if you do that, if we ever give out king-size or sodas or anything nuts, then we're going to have to just keep upping the ante every year. Like, we're just going to be that house. Yeah, when you commit to going big for Halloween, you have to, that's like a lifetime commitment, or until you move at least. You're committing to be that house. Oh my god, yeah. When I was a kid, I remembered which, like, those houses were. And, like, the years they stopped being those houses, devastating. Yeah, like, truly. I could tell you right now which houses gave out king-size candy bars. Yeah, because you know where they are. You'd be, like, beelining to those houses. You're like, oh my god, we gotta get there early. Yeah, that's the only danger. But if you're okay with being that house, we can go big for Halloween. I'd love to go big for Halloween. Yeah. It was really nice last year when we had so many people come to our door. Yeah, it was nuts. I'm just used to an apartment where, like, no one comes to knock on your door. No one goes trick-or-treating inside of an apartment complex. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone ever knocked. Maybe someone did knock. I feel really bad if someone did. Well, we weren't home for Halloween the years we lived in our apartment. We were out, so. If someone was coming to knock on our door, they'd be really disappointed. I feel really bad. Yeah, well, there's nothing to TP, so we're safe. We're egg. Yeah, no one's going to egg an apartment door. Maybe some really angry kids. Happy fall, baby. And good morning.